All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Michael Gunning, the CEO of VR Resources. And Michael, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm well. Thanks very much.
So really interesting news release out today talking about a gravity anomaly. So maybe you can sort of take us through a little lesson here on what a gravity anomaly is and what it means for your project.
Sure thing. Yes, we've been working on this Hecla-Kilmer project in Northern Ontario for a year. It's an extension of our Renoke IOCG copper gold breadshift strategy started 3 years ago. So we did some drilling last fall, Steve, and found two very long intersections, about 600 meters each, of hydrothermal breccia, which as a geologist, you don't see every day. It had copper and gold in it. And as we announced in February, it had some intervals of some very high density, rare earth element critical metal mineralization. So in March, we did a gravity survey, and gravity, Steve, measures density. And of course, the reason is because we had seen that the target mineralization in the intersections last fall was very dense mineralization. So spent about 10 days in the ground, survey about 1.5 by 3 kilometers, I think. And as you can see in figure two in the news release, it produced about a 400 by 800 meter, very high amplitude, 3.5 milligal anomaly. It means, Steve, that you have this very large, high density body. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, our drill holes, ironically, from last fall, are literally right on the edge of this anomaly.
So what do you think the source is, Michael?
Well, that's the really exciting part for our shareholders, is that if you're asking yourself, what's the source of this high density mineralization in our drill core from last fall? Or even better, if you look in the news release from a picture of these gold grains and copper seams that were obtained from drill core rubble in 1970, from a couple of drill holes that were also ironically on the edge of this gravity anomaly. We feel that this big pink blob, as you will, this high density body in figure two, is literally the source of the high density mineralization that we found in the fall. It's the source of the gold grains that we have found in the core rubble from 1970. And that's what's really exciting about this, because the footprint of this high density gravity anomaly is large, Steve. And that's telling you that the potential for a large footprint mineral deposit as the source of the mineralization that we just got a sniff of on the edge last fall is big. And so that's really what's exciting here.
So how do you follow up on this now?
Pretty easy. We had a great drill company last fall in Ontario. As soon as we saw these results, I got in touch with them last week. And our idea is to take the next 2 or 3 months, which is about the right amount of time, to line up the logistics for a drill program at the end of the summer, try and expose our shareholders to following up, discovering the system, if you will, with the drill holes last year, to really putting an intersection on the table in the middle of this gravity anomaly in the heart of the system. So our objective is to get it done at the end of the summer. We have the drill pads already permitted, and our job now is to simply work with a drill company through the summer to make it happen. And that's our objective for, you know, that big blue sky upside for VR shareholders.
All right. Well, good stuff. Michael, thank you so much. I appreciate the update, and we'll look forward to hearing more about this as the summer rolls on.
Yeah. Thanks for your time this morning, Steve.
All right. There's Michael Gunning, the CEO of VR Resources.